Welcome to the Straight Up Small Business Podcast. I'm Beck Buchanan, accountant turned bookkeeping business owner. I'm passionate about small businesses like yours, and I create this weekly podcast to support and inspire you to make the next best decision in your business journey. Hello and welcome to episode 102 of the Straight Up Small Business Podcast. I'm recording this episode whilst in Sydney as I'm here to go to the Zero Summer Series event, which I attended yesterday. I absolutely loved this event and geeked out on talks from Amantha Imbar, the CEO of Inventium, who spoke to us on organizational psychology, and Bernard Salt, who is a futurist, whose presentation was about convincing us that Australia is a great place to live now and over the next 10 years, which is a relief. I was so enthralled listening to these speakers and more, and honestly, I'm so glad I made the trip down from the Gold Coast for this. One of Amantha's main points was teaching the audience the importance of monotasking as opposed to multitasking or task switching, which is something I do all the time and I'm trying not to. She got us to do exercises that showed us just how unproductive multitasking is, which I know and I love getting reminded about. So I'm going to try and monotask my way through this podcast writing process and delivery to you without getting too distracted. Before I kick off, I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, who are the owners and custodians of the land that I'm currently on. Today, I want to give you my view on how to choose the right bookkeeper and or accountant for your business. And I was inspired towards this topic because we have been inundated with applications to work with us at Straight Up Bookkeeping over the past few weeks or months, but really the last few weeks. And almost all of those applications are from business owners who are unsatisfied with their current numbers person. This is usually due to lack of communication, a lack of transparency about tax liabilities coming down the line in their business, where the tax accountant hasn't warned them, lack of a relationship at all, lack of support, being thrown around to multiple people at the accounting firm or the bookkeeping firm, and not having one point of contact at the accounting bookkeeping firm for their problems or queries. And lastly, the reason is errors. Some prospective clients coming to us have just been sick of the errors being made. On the flip side of that, to be honest, we have also had a total of 4 clients leave us at Straight Up Bookkeeping over the last 5 years, wanting to move to a firm that offered both bookkeeping and accounting services under the one roof. And at Straight Up Bookkeeping, we just do great bookkeeping. This was quoted as being a budgeting decision in most cases. And in one case, it was quoted as being a decision that the business owner wanted a local numbers person who they could drop in and talk to rather than being cloud-based as we are at Straight Up Bookkeeping. In 3 cases, I don't know how it went. I'm not in touch with those old clients and I really hope they're doing well. But in the one who left us to go to a local firm, he was absolutely regretful about his decision that he let me know later on, as it didn't pan out as he had thought and hoped. So what should you consider when choosing a bookkeeper or accountant? Firstly, let me explain the roles of a bookkeeper versus an accountant, as they are both important roles in managing your finances, but they are quite different. Bookkeepers focus on the organization of financial data. That's like recording transactions, collecting receipts, or invoicing customers or clients, producing management reports. If a bookkeeper is a registered BAS agent, then they can perform payroll and activity statement preparation as well. I like to say that bookkeepers are in the trenches of the business with the business owner. They know at the transaction level everything that's going on, and they often know passwords and whether there is a cash flow problem or whether cash flow is really high. So it's important that you have a good relationship with your bookkeeper because they are in the detail and sometimes you need to be vulnerable with them. Accountants, or usually tax accountants specifically, are generally not in the trenches of a business with the owner. They tend to have many clients and come into a business once, twice, or 3 times per year if you're lucky and if you pay extra for that level of support. And they come in to do things like set up a business structure or do a tax return and or prepare a tax strategy for their client. They cost a lot more than a bookkeeper, and this is by virtue of the extra qualifications they have and compliance they have to undertake, and they often don't have a close relationship with their clients. It's not to say tax accountants can't be amazing or great with relationships. I absolutely adore my tax accountant and I only speak to him a couple of times per year. But if they're churning out tax returns of hundreds of clients at tax time, this is a very different dynamic with their clients than it is for a bookkeeper who is in the client files every day or in the trenches, as I like to say, day to day, week to week, month to month. Some tax accounting firms offer bookkeeping services, a one-stop shop if you like, but I never completely understand this offering as they are very different services at very different price points with very different goals. A tax accountant is generally more high level, focused on getting the end result correct, that being the tax return, and so they're not always going to care about collecting every tax invoice from the client or a really systemized list of contacts in the client's Xero file or even recording depreciation correctly month to month for the client so that the management report with the profit and loss in it is correct, because as long as the year-end result is correct, that's all that really matters often to a tax accountant. In fact, most bookkeepers will have a war story about tax accountants jumping into their shared client's accounting file and making a mess of things. A bookkeeper cares about the minutiae. They want to ensure that every transaction is perfectly recorded, tax invoices stored, accounting file is clean and tidy, so that they can report back to the client each month, or more often or less often, but on their financials, and also so that they can hand over a beautiful file to the tax accountant on behalf of the client at financial year end. A good tax accountant wants to be doing great tax accounting, not bookkeeping. And a good bookkeeper wants to be doing great bookkeeping, not aspiring to be a tax accountant. And neither role, if performed successfully, would have any time left to do the other. It follows that any firm offering both bookkeeping and accounting services would have to have very different arms or departments in their business to offer these services well. Yet often they don't. And this can be why clients become jaded with their numbers person, because they don't get the relationship they were hoping for and they get thrown around to different staff with deliverables not being completed on time. This is all real feedback I have received from client applications to our firm and also just talking to business owners over the last 5 years that I've been running my bookkeeping business. Now, of course, there are going to be exceptions to what I've said, accounting firms doing a good job of bookkeeping. But for the most part, I would say this is not the case for business owners wanting a deep one-on-one relationship with their bookkeeper. They are just not going to get that at a tax firm. Saying all of this is important before I go into what you should consider when looking for an accountant or bookkeeper for your business, so that your expectations are in the right place about what sort of service you're looking for and what level of relationship you're seeking. Once you've reflected on that, then these are the things you should consider when looking for an accountant or bookkeeper. Number one, qualifications. You want to make sure you are dealing with a qualified professional, as they are going to be handling one of the most important parts of your business, the finances. Tax accountants should be certified or chartered, being a CPA, a certified practicing accountant, or a chartered accountant, and they should also be registered tax practitioners. Bookkeepers, if they're doing your payroll and activity statement preparation, need to be what's called a BAS agent. And these qualifications mean your bookkeeper or accountant has done the appropriate study, has workplace experience, and the professional competence to do the work. It doesn't guarantee they're going to be awesome, but it's a necessary start in your search for the right fit numbers person for your business. And you'll be able to look up their registration on the Tax Practitioners Board website and probably on that bookkeeper or accountant's website as well. Number two is experience. You want to check their experience. How long have they been in business? What did they do before? What experience do they have working in your industry on clients that are similar to you? There are basics to bookkeeping and tax accounting across industries, but there are sometimes nuances within industries that mean your business could benefit from being serviced by a professional who knows the ins and outs of your type of business. Number three is recommendations. I would ask for recommendations, and I don't mean posting on the Like-Minded Bitches Drinking Wine Facebook group. The net there is too big. Ask people relevant to your business and whose opinion you can trust and rely upon. If you have a bookkeeper, ask them for a tax accountant recommendation. If you have a tax accountant, ask them for a great bookkeeper recommendation. If you have a friend running a business, ask them about their experiences. If you have a business peer, drop them an email or a message on LinkedIn and ask them. And ask them, why are they giving you that recommendation? Go under the cover of that answer. ask, why are you giving me this recommendation specifically? What did said bookkeeper or tax accountant do that delighted you? And see how that recommendation stacks up into what you're hoping and expecting for in entering into a relationship with a bookkeeper or tax accountant. Number four, consider whether location matters to you and why. I'll tell you now, the fact that there is a bookkeeper or tax accountant around the corner from you does not make them a good bookkeeper or tax accountant. It just makes them a bookkeeper or tax accountant around the corner from you. Having a face-to-face chat and building in-person relationships is always a wonderful thing to be doing. And meeting clients in person is something I adore. But even if I had an office and wasn't a virtual bookkeeper in the way that I am, the doors would not be open for clients to drop in and have a chat. We are too busy and our prices are too low to afford having our days interrupted by unscheduled meetings. The nature of the bookkeeping and accounting industry these days is very much virtual and cloud-based. We have Xero to thank for that. Thank you, Xero. I thank you every day. And as you can imagine, I'm sure, the pricing of bookkeeping and tax accounting services will be lower from virtual numbers folk who don't have an office rent and electricity bills to pay for. So location might initially seem important for you for whatever reason, but I'd ask you to really dig deep into reflecting on why that is before making that a deciding factor in your decision to hire a bookkeeper or accountant. We at Straight Up Bookkeeping have happy clients all over Australia and absolutely zero plans to have a bricks and mortar office in the future because we don't want our staff talent to be limited to one area of Australia, nor do we want our clients to be. Last but not least, number five consideration is the vibe and values the bookkeeper or accountant you're considering working with is sending off and whether they resonate with you. Check their website, their social media, their LinkedIn profiles, and see how their public presence sits with you. Are they price-focused or sustainability-focused? Do they seem corporate or millennial or hippie? Do you think they'll be able to get the job done? Speak your language. Do they not even have a website? How do you feel about what you're taking in? Trust your gut here. But I will say that it's important for this to not be the only measure on which you decide to work with a bookkeeper or accountant. My tax accountant has a very corporate-looking website, and I wouldn't say it has any sort of vibe, but he is amazing, and I went with him mainly based on a recommendation I received, and I haven't looked back. And on the flip side, I know there to be accountants and bookkeepers out there with beautiful modern websites, but are pretty unreliable and incompetent when it comes to delighting their clients, so please don't make a decision on vibe alone. Now, once you have got a shortlist of accountants and bookkeepers that you're considering, have a discovery call with the numbers person that you'd like to engage in your business and thoroughly interview them about everything you are hoping to achieve in entering into a business relationship with them. If you want weekly emails and to have your numbers person on speed dial, and if you want to know about what your BAS is going to be ahead of time so it doesn't shock you at the end of the quarter, and whether they will enter into an ATO payment plan on your behalf, then you need to ask. There are vast differences in the market for services offered by bookkeepers and accountants, so do not assume you are going to get something you're hoping for if you haven't checked. And expect a good bookkeeper or tax accountant to interview you as well. In my business, Straight Up Bookkeeping, we certainly don't take on every client that wants us to be their bookkeeper. We have an application form to see if they are a good fit and purpose-led, then we have a discovery call to further work that out. We ask clients to agree to work a certain way with us, providing their tax invoices and not mixing business and personal transactions, and we have a pretty lengthy engagement letter to be signed off. Hiring a bookkeeper or tax accountant is a two-way relationship that requires effort from both parties to be successful. And doing due diligence upfront about the good fit nature of the relationship will serve all parties well and better in the long term. I hope this episode has been helpful for anyone looking for a new bookkeeper or accountant in their business or a shake-up of their current relationships. And if you need a recommendation or have one to give me that you would like me to consider for anyone asking, then reach out and let me know. Have a great week and I'll catch you next time.